Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Here's the podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. Enjoy the conversation. It's only just a matter of welcome to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. So honored to get to spend this time with you. In fact, I look forward to bringing you conversations every single day that hopefully inspire you in your faith walk, that deepen your understanding of God's Word, and that heightens your awareness of His very real presence in your life. So once a month, we do a show called Songs and Verses, where we pick a theme, and then we put songs on the air, and we get calls from you. We hear about songs and verses that mean a lot to you. So for example, we did a show on legacy. What do you want your life message to be? We did songs and verses on that. What are you afraid of was another one. Well, today the theme is to say no. What do you say no to? Because every time you say no to a lesser thing, you give yourself room to say yes to the best thing that God has for you. And one of the purposes of these songs and verses shows is so that when it goes to podcast after the live show is over, it's something you can draw from again and again. So let's say you're battling fear, or you're wanting your life to count. Well, you can go ahead and replay, and you get to sit down and just soak in the music and hear some content that will encourage you. So here is my question for you today. And by the way, I've got four copies of my book, Your Sacred Yes, Trading Life-Draining Obligation for Freedom, Passion, and Joy. So you can enter the drawing by texting the word book to 877-933-2484. But I want you to answer this question either by text, by email, or by phone. What right now in this particular season of life do you need to say no to? Is it fear? Is it insecurity? Is it busyness and over commitment? Is it self-contempt? Is it maybe an enemy lie that keeps railing in your ear? Maybe you need to say no to discouragement. I'd love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Did you know that discouragement means to be shattered into pieces? And that's why the Bible says, do not be discouraged. In fact, be strong and courageous. So don't let the enemy make you think you're shattered into pieces. It may feel like that, but Jesus holds all things together. When we get into that ditch of discouragement, it feels like our life is in pieces all over the ground, right? When the Lord picks up all those pieces, He puts them back together and He makes something powerful and beautiful out of it. What do you feel like you need to say no to these days? And is there a song that helps you say no? I posted a picture on my Facebook page that says, it's my coffee cup, that it says, "Not today, Satan." And maybe that might be one of your songs, "Not today." We've got that one in the lineup. But I want to hear from you. 877-933-2484. Here's a passage that I've been thinking about. I've got a few passages that I wanted to share. Hebrews 12, 1 through 5. "Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let's run the race marked out before us. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the Father. Let us consider him who endured such scorn from sinful men, that we might not grow weary and lose heart." I love that passage. Sometimes there are things that just hinder us. Maybe they're not sinful, but you know they're slowing you down. Other things are sinful, and God's saying, throw them aside because I've got something new. And for me to do the new thing, you got to let go of the old thing. And you can call anonymously if you want. Maybe you need to say no to an addiction. Maybe you need some help today, and we could just stand and pray with you. We'd love to do that as well. 877-933-2484. So a song that I've played on the show a few times that I just keep returning to because it's got a little bebop to it. It's by Tasha Layton. It's called "Love Lifting Me." But you got to listen to the words. "Saying no to my downcast soul. Saying no to the lies I tell myself." I gotta love this song. So let's play this. I'd love to hear from you. Call in 877-933-2484. Great song by Tasha Layton. I'm Susie Larson. It's Middays, and we are doing a Songs and Verses show, but I need to hear from you. You're a little quiet today. Is there a verse that's been on your heart these days, or maybe a song that's helping you stand? The theme of this hour is saying no. What do you need to say no to so you can say yes to God's best? Elizabeth called from California, wants to know how she can say no to her fear for her upcoming surgery. Boy, Elizabeth, we'll be praying for you. And I'm telling you, as someone who's faced some of those scary health things, it's easier said than done, but it is doable. And something you've probably heard me say on the air before, but it's practicing a zero tolerance policy on fear is what I had to do, because I dealt so deeply with it, where I would just turn my back on fear because I realized faith and fear were opposing forces. And one thing the Lord told me as a young mom is, they're opposing forces. You have to turn your back on one to behold the other. And so as you turn your back on fear, saying, I could feel fear, I have reason to fear, but God tells me not to fear, I'm not going there. I'm, by an act of my will, turning my back on fear, and I'm turning towards faith. And Lord, I'm throwing myself on your mercies. I'm trusting you, even though it's scary to trust you with things when you've allowed other hard things in my life, but I'm still going to trust you. As I practiced that and practiced that and practiced that, Elizabeth, eventually my whole thought process changed. So I want to just pray for Elizabeth that you give her the strength and the courage to stand in faith, even though she has ample opportunity to be afraid. And I pray the surgery would go so well and she'd recover quickly. In Jesus' name, amen. Somebody on Instagram posted when I asked you, what do you need to say no to? And she said, I need to say no to the thought that I will not heal, that I'm always going to be this sick. Say no to it. Absolutely. And err on the side of faith. What do you need to say no to? And you can call anonymously, but I'd sure love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. You can also text if you would like. This dear listener says, fear is a liar is a song. I'm fighting not to my lips or lie to storytelling. Let's see. Fear is a liar. I'm fighting. I can't really understand that text. Maybe you can resend it, but not allowing lies to come forth, I think, from her lips, but standing, saying fear is a liar. I'm not going to listen to that fear. This dear listener, Carrie, says, oh my goodness, Susie, this has been my verse for the week. Whom for the joy set before him, he despises shame. I need to despise that shame too. Easily entangled, I need to keep my eyes on Jesus. Isn't it amazing when you think that we were the joy set before him? Absolutely amazing. In my book, Your Sacred Yes, I say this. When we say no to overindulgence on any level, so that's not just eating, drinking, buying, whatever. That might be an overindulgence of negative thoughts that just put a chokehold on your perspective. When you say no, when you say yes to overindulgence on any level, you say no to soul freedom. We give the enemy opportunity to destroy our lives and influence. So this is why we do need to say no, so we can give God a bigger yes. I would love to hear from you. Got a few copies, four copies of Your Sacred Yes to get into your hands. We're going to pause here. When we come back, we'll play more songs. I'd love, love, love to hear from you. 877-933-2484. What do you need to say no to these days? Everybody, every one of us needs to pull out the no so that we can give God a better yes. What's it for you? I would love to know. And if there's a song that's been speaking to you these days or a verse, can you call? Because it's Songs and Verses Day. 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a minute. Thanks so much for tuning in Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and today we do this once a month on Middays. We call it Songs and Verses, but you know what? I can't do the show without you because you are my special guest. The theme today is, what do you say no to? What is God asking you to say no to? Maybe it's to discouragement. Maybe it's to fear. Maybe it's kind of those self-berating thoughts, because every time that you say no to something that's destroying you, that's weakening you, you're giving your life, you're giving opportunity to say a better yes to God. Every time we say no, we say yes. Every time we say yes, we say no. I've got four copies of my book, Your Sacred Yes, Trading Life-Draining Obligation for Freedom, Passion, and Joy. Love to get one into your hands. If you want to enter the drawing, you can just text the word book to 877-933-2484. But I would love to hear from you. What do you need to say no to? Let's grab Carissa, calling from Colorado. Hey, Carissa, thanks for calling in and not letting me stay here all by my little lonesome. Good to have you.
You're welcome. I almost texted him. I was like, no, Susie wants a call, so
that's
I'll
it.
Just do it.
Mm-hmm.
I need to say no to a lot of things, including fear, but the one that was foremost in my mind this morning was just thoughts of self-contempt and self-hatred and just looking at myself, whether it be my physical frame or who I am as a person, and just saying no to those thoughts and saying yes to what God says about me. And it can be really hard to do when I don't have the feelings to go along with it, but mm-hmm. I need to do it anyways.
Right.
So that's what I'm working on. And there are a lot of songs I've been listening to, but one that's been on my mind is Brian and Katie Torvalt have a new album, and there's a song called Freedom is Coming. Mm. And I've been listening to that one a lot, and just trying to get my focus on the fact that I won't always be as bound up as I now feel, and to believe that freedom will come one day.
Yeah, it definitely will, Carissa. And we're going to look for that song. And in the meantime, I want to play one. It's a little bit older, Lincoln Brewster, Amazed. I don't know if you've heard that. It is just powerful. And you've heard me say this because you listen to the show, but I'm telling you, especially in the valley, as you retrain your thoughts towards the thoughts that God has about you, in due time, those emotions and feelings will catch up even before the breakthrough comes. And I know that's such hard work when you're already so beat up by your battle, but it's a good fight,
yeah.
Carissa. And you're positioned to win, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. So we'll look up that song, hon. And I want you to hear this one by Lincoln Brewster. And I'm always thinking about you, praying for you whenever the Lord brings you to mind. So pray this one ministers to you.
Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Dance over me. deep, how wide, how great is your love? How deep,
how deep,
how wide, how great is your love for me?
Oh, to know this love is to be filled with the fullness of God. That's what Ephesians says. That was Lincoln Brewster. I'm Susie Larson, and it's middays, and once a month, we just sort of pause our regular interview style and do something we call songs and verses. Just hopefully you can pause, too, and enjoy the music. Let it wash over you and just remind you of who you are, whose you are, how much God loves you. And the theme for this particular songs and verses is, what do you need to say no to? Because we sometimes live on cruise control, autopilot, and we put up with too much of the enemy of our souls. We let too many hindrances and distractions in. Sometimes we just need to push back, right? And so we say no to the lesser so we can say yes to the greater. And I see Tom's call, but we're looking pretty close. Tom, if you can hang on to the other side of the break, that would be fantastic. Carrie texted in and made me, I'm fighting tears today, but she said, I love Laura and Daigle's song, Rescue. He's rescued me so many times, many, many times. She said, I was the one that he left the 99 for, and he is my Abba Father. That's just so precious to me. I'm saying no to worrying about others' expectations of me and focusing on God's plan for my life. His ways are perfect. Amen. That is a brave no. I'm telling you what, friend. Thank you for that one. This dear listener says, I'm saying no to my sorrows. I'm trading them. You remember that old song, I'm Trading My Sorrows? I'm trying to remember who, Tommy, Johnny, somebody. He'll text me back and tell me. I used to listen to it all the time. Let's see. Try not to let fear creep in my mind and keep me from speaking the truth. That's right. Instead of storytelling. Boy, thank you so much. This one says, I'm saying no. Rhonda says, I'm saying no to my timetable with the healing journey, totally trusting God's perfect timing and his beautiful purpose in all of it. She said, out doing errands, but so glad I caught this today. Glad I caught you live. She loves Phil Wickham's Living Hope. And you know, Rhonda, I'm there with you as well. I'm about 90%. Sometimes I say 95, sometimes I say 85. But the little bit that I have left, I want it all. And I'm erring on the side of faith, but it's up and down, forward and back. But we're going to keep marching together. We're going to keep cooperating with God, right? We're going to pursue healing, and we're going to pray for a miracle. And Carrie says she loves Songs and Verses days. And Karen, oh, I love this one. She said, I'm saying no to self-sufficiency. I think that's fantastic. Because when we learn dependence, we learn a new strength that we could know no other way. When we come back from the break, we'll take Tom's call. And I would love to have a few more people on the board there. And I've got a story to tell, just something I learned about what to say no to and what to say yes to. It is Songs and Verses Day. We've got a few more songs. And plus, I want you to know, Carissa, our amazing producer, Kim, found the song Freedom is Coming. So we're going to get that played as well. 877-933-2484. You can call anonymously, too. What do you need to say no to so that you can say a better yes to your life, a better yes to God? Maybe it's a better yes to your calling. You know, the Bible says without vision, people cast off all restraint. But when you have vision, you can say no to lesser things so you can say yes to the better thing. Plus, I've got 4 copies of Your Sacred Yes to get into your hands. That's one of my books. If you're interested, you can text the word book to 877-933-2484. We'll be back in a moment. That song never gets old. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson, and we do this once a month. We call it Songs and Verses. So it's different from the daily interviews that I do on Middays, but it's just a time to pause and to do a reset. So today, the theme around our Songs and Verses is say no. What do you need to say no to? Maybe it's discouragement. Maybe it's insecurity. Maybe it's fear. You know, if you look at Ephesians 6:16, Ephesians 6 talks about the weapons of our warfare. But Ephesians 6:16 speaks of the shield of faith with which we block every fiery dart of the enemy. Well, that verse translates dunamis, where we get our word dynamite. So when we block the arrows, every fiery dart the enemy sends our way, when we raise our shield of faith, it actually creates a dynamite-like explosion in the spiritual atmosphere. So I just want you to picture that. I always look at our shield as our no and our sword as our yes. Like we say, oh, no, you won't, devil. And then we take our sword and we say, oh, yes, I will, because it's your weapon of offense. And what do you need to raise your shield against today? No to discouragement, no to fear, no to self-contempt. Or maybe you need to say no to your flesh, no to overindulgence, because God has a better plan for you, or no to just putting off and putting off the things you know God's invited you to. Maybe he's called you to go back to school or write a book or start dreaming again. What do you say? Say no to getting off that, you know, to kind of playing it safe and stepping up and stepping into your dreams. What do you need to say no to? You can call or text 877-933-2484. You can also email middays@myfaithradio.com. Let's get Tom from Fargo, and then we'll go to Kathy in Cass Lake. Hey, Tom, you're on the air.
Good afternoon, Susie. Say, one thing that's been really, fear is a really big one for me, and it's a constant. But something recently I've started doing is substituting the word in Psalm 91, substituting. Putting my name is Tom will seek refuge in me, not you will. instead of the you. Put your name in there, and it's a lot more powerful than, because then Psalm 91 is over you. And it works. And so I've been doing this, and I've been on 91 for several days.
Fantastic.
And doing this, and then read other ones. And then as for the song, Fearless, CD, the new Newsboy CD, Fearless is really good, real powerful. Recently, I was traveling through an unknown area, and I don't do well with rivers and roads. And I played that song subconsciously. I kept hitting it until I got to the end. I realized I played the same song three times.
It's amazing the power of music, isn't it? I mean, truly.
It is.
Yeah. Very good.
Absolutely. So that was what I just wanted to share, that Psalm 91 for that lady that was in California, and then the song, and then the song Fearless. But I mean, the Psalm 51, and
That's fantastic. So, Psalm 91 is a powerful, powerful passage, and you're so right about personalizing it and even speaking it out, reading it out loud, because God's word is living and active. And when you put yourself in that psalm, you see it applies to you, Tom. And I love that you're fighting back. I think it's fantastic. Thank you for that.
You bet.
God bless you, brother. Yeah, you too. 877-933-2484. Kathy's calling from Cass Lake. Hey, Kathy, you're on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I would just like to share, the verse would be Philippians 4:2. But my fear that I had to deal with was riding in a car. I was very nervous, and it made my husband crazy because I was always jerking and jumping and making him just think he was going to have an accident or whatever. And anyway, one day I was writing by myself, and the song, I'm no longer a slave of fear, I am a child of God, I'm no longer a slave to fear, I am a child of God, came on, and it was like God said, that is you. He said it right to me. And from that moment, I took hold of that, and God has helped me to be a much better rider.
You know, and that's a faith declaration, Kathy. Good for you. That's amazing. And we've got that song. We'll play it here in just a moment. Thank you. Thank you for that call. We're going to grab one more call here. Frank is checking in from South St. Paul. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Susie. The Lord blessed me this morning. Well, first of all, the thing I had to say no to is negative thoughts about my past. And the temptations of you know, that lurk in the present. And the verse that he gave me today was 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, and knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord.
Beautiful.
And that to me has been a tremendous encouragement for the writing that I'm doing.
Very good, Frank. Steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain. Thank you so much for that, Frank. Appreciate it. Like you can't believe. So I want to play a song. This one is actually, Kim, by Cody Carnes. And it's called Run to the Father. My husband has had this on repeat because I think sometimes we need to say no to running away or postponing our time with God. Sometimes when we wander, when we mess up, we think we got to clean up before we get back in the game. But in the very place of your mess, in the very place where you feel like you've just let the current pull you away, will you run back to Him? Because I love the lyric here. It says, my heart needs a surgeon, my soul needs a friend. So I run to the Father again and again and again. I love this song. I pray it ministers to you. Let's listen in. that not a fantastic song, Run to the Father by Cody Carnes? I'm Susie Larson. It's Middays. We're doing a Songs and Verses show where the theme today is, what do you need to say no to so you can give God and give yourself a bigger yes? Dear Tarisha calls in and she said, wanted to share that she's learned that God just calls her to stand in the face of fear and know that the battle's already been won. So she just needs to stand. Take her stand. When it's all said and done, you're still standing. We're going to pause. When we come back, we'll take a couple calls. It looks like my hubby's on the line. He's got something to share. I got a story I want to share as well. We've got 4 copies of Your Sacred Yes. Would love to get one into your hands. It's about the sloppy yes, where you just don't realize the value of your life, so you just say yes to too many things. It not only wears you out, it makes you vulnerable. The shackled yes is when you try to manage your time, treasure, and talents to keep everybody happy and impress other people and manage their opinions. That's the shackled yes. It's captivity. Then there's the sacred yes, where you break free from the bondage of others' opinions. You break free from busyness so you can live and serve an audience of one. 4 copies. You can text the word book to 877-933-2484. I still want to hear from you. What do you need to say no to? A couple more songs coming up as well. We'll be back. Thanks so much for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. Always honored to have you listening. And we typically do author ministry interviews on the show, but once a month we pause and we do something we call Songs and Verses. And really the purpose is to just give you a pause, a spiritual reset. And for the podcast listeners, you can go back and grab a cup of coffee or tea, sit down and just soak it in, you know? And the focus of this Songs and Verses today is, what do you need to say no to? Or maybe what have you said no to so that you could give God and give your life and your calling a bigger yes? Well, I have a special guest joining us, my husband. This March, it'll be 35 years with this dear man. And he's so sweet in the middle of his busy day to give us a call. Hey, honey.
Hey, babe.
I didn't mean to threaten you before with no dinner if you didn't call. I was just kidding about
that. I heard that loud and clear.
Thank you for calling. So what have you said no to so you could give God a bigger yes?
Well, I thought since you're talking about Your Sacred Yes, the book, you know, that came out of a decision that I made 20 years ago to say no to something that was a game changer for us. And that was saying no to being a workaholic. When I changed that kind of trajectory in my life, and we started to go a different path to trust the Lord for our everything that we need. That was such a game changer for us. And so I thought maybe there's some men listening, or maybe women too, that just need to hear, when we put our trust in God and live more like more rest on God's shoulders than on ours, it's such a game changer. And there's such incredible strength in that independence. And when we put our trust in Him, He'll take care of all the things that we care about. So I just thought maybe someone wanted to hear that today.
Honey, you know, and we and I have said this before, that we were running parallel paths before that. And when that changed, this is no exaggeration to say you and I together, we are managing 5 times what we managed back then, but we're doing it with a good bedtime. You know what I mean? Like, we get to bed on time and we have margin because we're depending so much more deeply on the Lord. And it really is true, isn't it?
That's so true. Like that saying no to that 20 years ago is still bearing fruit in our lives today.
Wow. Well, thank you for being so courageous to do that. And your work hasn't suffered. I mean, God's blessed the work of your hands. And I know one of the one of the songs that's a go-to for you is Toby Mac's Lose My Soul. That you've referred to again and again. So for you and for everybody else out there who maybe is chasing the wrong path, putting a ladder up against the wrong building, no shame, no condemnation, but it's an invitation to believe God for something more. And honey, I love you and I appreciate you. Thanks for calling.
You too, babe.
Okay.
Yeah. Like my daddy used to ask me, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? Your hands help me to stay that way.
way through all life's demands, cause they chip and they nag and they pull at me, and every little thing I make up my mind to be. Like I'ma be a daddy who's in the mix, and I'ma be a husband who stays legit, and I pray that I'm an artist who rises above the road that is wide and filled with self-love. Everything that I see draws me, though it's only in you that I can truly see that it's a feast full of eyes, a low blow to purpose, and I'm a little kid at a three-ring circus.
What a great song, Toby Mac, Lose My Soul. Thanks for tuning in to Middays. I'm Susie Larson. It's a Songs and Verses Day. And the theme is, what do you need to say no to so you can give God and give your life, your calling, your destiny a bigger yes? It's a great question all of us need to ask on a regular basis. Take some inventory. And given four copies of my book, Your Sacred Yes, away. And one of the questions that I ask in the book is, all of these yeses, are they reflecting the fact that you are an heir of God? So here's the quote. Whenever we say yes, we say no. If we dare to assess our souls, can we honestly say that most of our yeses reveal that we know that we are heirs of God? Listen to this one. Do the vast majority of our yeses increase our faith and fill us with a greater expectancy of how God is moving in our midst? Because if the answer is no, we need to look at what our yeses are. Maybe we need to say no to lesser things so we can say yes to greater things. So some of you know this, in our fall season, we had 6 weekends in a row of speaking events. So our sixth one was in Ontario. I was exhausted, as you can imagine. And international travel is funky for me. For some reason, I get so nervous about going through security that I have this like secret fear, but it's not secret anymore because here I'm talking about it, that I'm going to accidentally break a law and end up in jail. And so like when we're going through customs, Kev's like, you look guilty. And I'm like, I am guilty. And he's like, of what? I'm like, I don't know, but I'm going to be guilty of something. I don't know what it is. I psych myself right out the door. But anyway, but I was tired too. And just, I hadn't slept the night before. And once we got through customs and everything, got our rental car, we still had like a 3-hour drive. And I just was stirred up in anxiety. I was fatigued. And we had a long drive, long day of travel. We'd left the house at 6:30 in the morning. And I still had to speak that night and then 3 more times over the weekend. And this is just the honest truth. In my mind, I'm going, I can't do this anymore. This is so hard. And international travel exhausts me, even though this is only Canada. And I was just rehearsing things that were weakening me, actually, because I'd made the commitment. We pray about every event. I knew God had called me to do this event. But I was just defeating myself by just rehearsing my own fatigue and my anxiety and different things. And I happened to have a book on my lap that I was reading on the plane, and I opened it up, and it, in so many words, said, if you're a Christ follower, you follow Jesus where he says, when he says, you do what he says, no matter what you say. Basically, it schooled me, and I had to really repent and go, Lord, I don't get to make the rules here. I'm yours. I've been bought with a price. You get to decide, and I submit myself to you. Let the weak say I am strong. I'm going for it. And I can't even express to you the power of God that was on that weekend. It was amazing, the people that we got to pray with. There was one Saturday night where Kevin and I just said, we're going to make ourselves available as long as we can. We're going to be in this room. We'll pray with whoever needs it. We prayed for 2.5 hours with people, and one woman came up to me, us, and said, I got to have with God what all these people around me have. I need to have that. How do I get that? And we were able to sit her down and present the gospel and said, is this what you want to do? And she said, yes. And we prayed for her to receive Christ. It was absolutely amazing. Well, needless to say, by the time we got back to the airport on Sunday, long travel again, and we got to the gate to drop our bags off, and I don't pack light, so my suitcase was a tad heavy, and the guy, the attendant says, whoa, that's a heavy bag. And I'm like, mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, we gave our passports and the license, and our information comes up on his screen. He goes, oh, wait, you have status. Well, your bags are no longer heavy. And I got to tell you, it was like this moment, just a reminder that when you're an heir of God, you know, let the weak say I'm strong. It's like, our bags are no longer heavy because he does the heavy lifting. Isn't that amazing when you think about it? I honestly almost broke. I'm a crier, but I almost broke down and cried just because I thought, what if I would have just shut down and pouted my way through that weekend? I can't even imagine it, because what God did in our weakness absolutely blew us away. And I want you to know that, you know, let the weak say I'm strong in the strength of our Lord. And Psalm 90:12 says, teach us to number our days that we may gain a heart of wisdom. That means to anoint the day, to claim the day, to understand that God holds our days. And you gain a heart of wisdom when you discern that every day is a gift from God. None of us know about tomorrow, but we have today. I want to read a prayer from my book, Your Sacred Yes, and I pray it ministers to you. Here it is. Precious Lord, I open my hands and I receive all that you have for me this day. I refuse to acknowledge or even listen to the condemnation the enemy throws my way. Instead, I embrace your mercy and your grace, which allows me to be a work in progress. Forgive me for straining and striving through life when you've called me to an abiding and thriving kind of life. You've awakened my heart to believe you for the impossible. So I say, here I am, Lord. Fill me, spill me, correct me, redirect me. Make me new and renew my heart for you. I want the kind of life you dreamed up for me when you first had the idea of me. I want my life to bear such incredible fruit that others come to know and believe that you are God, full of power, fully at work in the world today. Do the impossible in and through me, Lord. Show me what has to go so I can lay hold of more of you. You are everything to me, Lord, and I'm everything to you. How blessed I am to be known so intimately by you. Lead me in your everlasting way. I'll follow you, one grace step at a time. So if you've put any limits on God, I challenge you to say no to those. If you put any limits on yourself, say no to those. Ask God to show you. Show me my self-limiting beliefs, because those are ways you say no to yourself. Those are ways you say no to God. When you decide ahead of time, God will never do that. God will never break through that way. I could never do that. Those are no's. How about you cast those aside and you say, God, I'm giving you a big fat yes today. I'm going to trust you with everything in me. Well, I hope you found some encouragement here today. Kim and I and Ryan love serving you. Ryan's our new producer. Kim is the superstar on the board. This show wouldn't happen without her. We love and appreciate you. Hope you found some encouragement here, and we will meet you back here next time. Thanks for listening to this conversation from Middays with Susie Larson. These podcasts are available because of listener support. You can become a supporter now at myfaithradio.com. And thanks for sharing this audio link to spread the good news of the gospel and to grow the impact of the show. Also, if you would, take a moment to subscribe to the podcast today at Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcast player, and never miss a show.